Our goal for the poll was to test support for global warming and climate change legislation amid a time of economic recession in anticipation of the new president and Congress. So we wanted to see what the folks, you know, across the country, and this poll was done on the night of election night, you know, 600 interviews nationally. We wanted to see what was in the voters' minds and whether or not they connected the issue of economic recovery with energy and climate change. And it's clear that the public does. They
right.
They do believe that the that one pivotal way out of our economic mess is an investment in green technology and green jobs and addressing climate change. You know, we felt reassured by the poll, but you know we are aware of the other extra polls that said on election day that said the highest priority was the economy.
Let me ask you, one of the questions on this survey was presented to people on how to pay for eliminating greenhouse gas emissions. The choice amongst the ways to do this was using revenue generated from large companies that pay for the pollution they create that leads to global warming. I'm guessing, Jerry, that that's the so-called cap and trade policy.
Yeah, that was very, very interesting. People, they want the polluter pay principle to apply to climate change legislation, and they don't want to increase the deficit. They don't want to raise taxes, and they don't want to borrow from our future generations to get this done. They believe that it should be done, paid for by the companies that pollute, and the most cost effective and efficient way of doing that would be a cap and trade program, the auctioning of the allowances for the polluters that produces revenue, and so that revenue stream can then be directed however Congress sees fit. And it's clear the public wants that revenue to be directed towards the development of green jobs,
right.
Green technology.
Let me ask you this, Jerry, and that is, what do we have pending in Congress in terms of cap and trade, and what has President-elect Obama said, if anything, about this?
Speaking about President-elect Obama, he's a clear supporter of cap and trade legislation, and right now people are thinking about the year ahead and how pivotal 2009 is for the passage of comprehensive climate legislation. And I think that there's a broad agreement in Washington that it has to be done this year, in the first year of President-elect Obama's administration. So, we suffered a defeat, but this summer with the Climate Security Act, which was Joe Lieberman and John Warner's bill, but even though it was a defeat, 54 senators did vote for that legislation, in June. We've had some changes in the Senate, changes for the better from the climate change issues perspective. And so in the House, we have the process moving through John Dingell of Michigan's committee, who's has a long alliance with the auto manufacturers. So there are some questions there. However, it seems that there's broad agreement that cap and trade is the way to go, and that this Congress is going to have to deal with it sooner rather than later.
And there's no doubt going to be some serious pushback from business on this. Playing devil's advocate, let me just quote to you, Jerry, a comment made today I saw on the internet on the National Journal website by Bill Kovacs. He's the Vice President for the Environment, Technology, and Regulatory Affairs Division for the Chamber of Commerce. And he says that organizations that want to go ahead and reduce greenhouse gases and fight for global warming, he says that if they get the way, we'll get regulatory chaos, a decades-long moratorium on major construction and infrastructure, and declines supplies of energy for decades until the alternative energies are up and running.
Now, the first argument I would put forth is go up to Jackson County, Florida, a little bit west of Tallahassee, and in the shadow of an old St. Joe pulp mill that closed down in the 90s. There's a man named Olaf Roed who owns Green Circle Bioenergy. And Green Circle Bioenergy is the largest wood pellet manufacturer in the entire world. He's created over 50 very high-paying jobs in a very rural, depressed county in Florida, more than replaced the jobs from St. Joe. He additionally has built a huge infrastructure investment in Panama City to take those pellets and ship them to Europe. And those pellets are burnt in coal-fired power plants in Europe as a way to co-generate and use less coal and help them meet their cap. And so that's just one example of where commerce is being increased in localities. And because of that investment in Jackson County, the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director has broken with the national and state chambers on this and is actively lobbying on behalf of his county, because he sees tremendous potential for Jackson County to play in the green energy and biofuels game, and he knows that he needs the cap to increase that investment in his county. So it's you're not only seeing the American public moving away from the Chambers Commission, you're actually seeing local chambers of commerce moving away from their national position.